An online video posted this week purportedly shows Boko Haram fighters using the logo Islamic State in West Africa. In the video, a militant accuses countries fighting Boko Haram of lying about the extent of their success in pushing back the group. The video comes just days after newly inaugurated President Muhammadu Buhari vowed to make fighting Boko Haram a top priority, an issue that he discussed with Secretary of State John Kerry, who attended the inauguration. Africa Center Director J. Peter Pham says it is important that the U.S. not allow tensions with the previous government to fester.
So I expect very quickly for the U.S. to move on some low-hanging fruit, sending of advisors to assist with intelligence and logistics, for example.
He says Nigeria is not a poor country in spite of its current economic problems.
It's not looking for a handout, but it's looking for the ability to purchase sufficient platforms and other equipment to deal with the challenges they face.
Africa analyst Mohammed Rahim, who spoke on VOA's Africa 54 program, says the U.S. and other world powers should also focus on helping communities directly impacted by Boko Haram kidnappings and attacks.
Technical assistance can really do a major, can assist tremendously for these communities.
In a briefing, a senior State Department official said the U.S. hopes to do more to help Nigeria fight Boko Haram, including training a battalion later this year. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.